Tensions between Iraq and Turkey have intensified as Baghdad seeks the withdrawal of Turkish military forces from its territory following the new developments regarding the disarmament of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK. Turkey has maintained a military presence in northern Iraq for years, with bases not only in the Kurdistan region, but also in areas such as Zilkan near Mosul. The Iraqi government has declared that this presence lacks any legal justification and violates its sovereignty. In recent weeks, several members of the Iraqi parliament have initiated steps to expel Turkish troops and shut down their bases across the country. Karim al-Mohammadawi, the head of the Iraqi Parliament's Security and Defense Committee, stated that the Turkish military presence in Iraq no longer has any justification. Despite these efforts, Turkey continues to insist on maintaining its forces, citing ongoing security threats and regional agreements. Political analyst Muhammed Hafizoglu, who is close to the Turkish government, told Al-Hurra that Ankara will not end its military operations in Iraq until the PKK is effectively disarmed. He emphasized that even after the PKK's full disarmament, Turkey would not immediately withdraw. According to him, Turkey has two main reasons for remaining. First, to monitor the situation on the ground post-disarmament, and second, due to previous understandings involving Ankara, Baghdad, Erbil, Damascus, and Amman regarding the creation of regional counter-terrorism force. This proposed regional initiative, although years ago, remains part of Turkey's strategic calculations. Turkey also views its military deployment in Iraq as essential to preserving regional balance and securing its economic interests. Turkish authorities consider Iraq a key arena for expanding economic operation, particularly in energy sector, where Turkey has significant needs. The presence of major Turkish companies operating in Iraq strengthens this view. Ankara portrays itself as a regional power that must maintain influence across neighboring countries to protect its interests. Issam Al-Fili, a professor of international relations in Baghdad, believes that despite political pressure, the Iraqi government lacks the military capacity to enforce Turkish withdrawal. Even if parliament passes a law mandating the expulsion of Turkish troops, implementation would be difficult due to Baghdad's limited military capabilities compared to Turkey. Al-Fili argues that internationalizing the issue and securing a binding resolution from the United Nations might be the only effective solution. However, Iraq pursued this path before without success. The recent push to dissolve the PKK presents Iraq with a fresh opportunity to increase diplomatic and legal pressure on Turkey by appealing to international legitimacy. Nevertheless, Ankara continues to justify its actions based on its national security concerns, regional understandings, and economic stakes. With little international support and no immediate military leverage, Baghdad's effort faced serious challenges. Ultimately, the future of Iraq-Turkey relations will likely hinge on how both sides navigate this crisis. If unresolved, the situation could lead to persistent diplomatic and security tensions, further complicating regional stability and cooperation.